You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.
Sabrina Carpenter Espresso. It's that time of the week where I bring you something local that I'm loving. I am joined in studio with Paul Darmody and Liam Mulcahy from the Over 40s Limerick Gaelic Masters. I have to correct myself, boys, because I said a while ago about the Clare Castle GAA. Clare versus Limerick, that was the match you played last night.
Absolutely, yeah. We played Clare last night out in Clare Castle.
How did that go?
Went well, thank God.
Handy.
I don't know about handy. For some of us, it was handy. It was a tough old game, but we got there in the end. So, first round of the championship, it's good to get a win, you know.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Liam, tell me a little bit about the Over 40s Limerick Gaelic Masters.
Yeah, so it's in its second year at the moment, and basically things are going well. It's been really good, I suppose, for lads that have kind of been in the game for so long, then have come out of it for a very long time. So it gives a kind of a gateway back into the Gaelic games again, where lads would have been like out of it for a while, and now we're back in kind of, I won't say in like an inter-county setup, but it's very close. Just the age difference is the only problem.
I love that though, because I'm always seeing that on the show, even with William O'Connor, the darts player, this morning, about, you know, having something to do within the community and how important it is. Because, you know, as we get older, like, I feel I'm old now, but like, I have two kids and, you know, you have your job. You need that something on the side that you love to do. Now, Liam, you have a lot on the side. You're a physio, am I right in saying?
Physical therapist. Yeah.
Physical therapist. You love to play your sports. You're in the gym a lot, am I right in saying?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
You should have said a lot, Liam. You should have said a lot. But, Paul, how important do you feel this is?
Oh, it's immensely important, really. I'm from Kerry originally, so football is in the blood, I suppose, down in Kerry. And you get to a certain point in your life, down in Kerry it's probably into your late 30s or early 40s, where you're kind of thrown on the trash heap at that stage. And that's quite late in a lot of places. But to have the opportunity to come back and play football at the level we're playing it, because it's a 26 county, you know, inter-county tournament, and I'm not saying it's serious, but it is competitive, and you meet a group of lads like from last year and this year. It's just phenomenal, and it gives you something to go for. It, you know, we're training a couple of times a week, we're playing matches, we're socialising, you know, you're meeting new people, really good guys, not just in the Limerick setup, but also across the other counties. So it's been a godsend, really. You know, I've been involved in coaching for the last 30 odd years, and playing obviously for the last 50 odd years, but it's the type of thing that you know, it just brings a whole new incentive to your life. It's fantastic. It really is. And, you know, I suppose it started as a kind of a mental health thing as well for guys, particularly over 40. And it's fantastic. It gives you a whole new lease of life. Like, we've 36 or 7 guys this year. We've one fantastic lady, and we're a female-dominated group, just to put that out there as well. But it's brilliant. It's fantastic. It really is.
Well, I do want to ask a little bit about how it all started, and you spoke there on mental health and how important it is for men to speak about mental health, and that's what I really wanted to get into today. So tell me a little bit about how it all started, Liam, and, you know, why it's important for men to speak.
Yeah, it's for myself personally, like, I would have, like, I lost my daughter in 2014, and we'd been heavily involved in cycling and stuff like that at the time. We set up our own charity and stuff to kind of for kids in Limerick and stuff like that, and that was grand. It was running for a while, and then you were kind of mixing, and then this kind of hit town, like, and it was new to Limerick. As I said, it's only the second year that we're here. And it's bananas, like, because I wouldn't have known Darms this time last year. Hadn't a clue who he was, and now he's one of my best friends.
I love him.
And there's a couple of guys like that as well on the squad. Like, they're all good guys, don't get me wrong, boys. I love you all. But yeah, like that, there's a couple of, like, there's a couple of lads there that we wouldn't have known at all. And, like, we're a really close group, which is mad, you know what I mean? So you're meeting guys. And look, there's a couple of lads there that have had their own little troubles as well, and it's been nice to be able to rally around him as well. And we are close in that sense that it's like basically one in, all in, like, you know what I mean? So it's been nice and it's been a good group. As I said, the fitness side of things has been, we're training two nights a week, we might have a game the weekend, we're out, we're meeting, kind of the WhatsApp is going flat out at the moment, and it's always fun. And so yeah, it's been a buzz now for the last, as I said, like, this is, we're only into the second year of it, but it's growing. And we won last year, we won our division last year, and that was, I think we celebrated that bigger than the Limerick Hurlers, like. So, you know, it's been good. It's been good from a social side of things as well.
Love to hear it, because it is important, isn't it, Paul? Like, I'm always harping on the show about mental health, and I would class myself as a big advocate for it. But it is for men. Men find it hard to speak up, speak out and talk about what they're feeling or what's going on with them. Or if, like yourself, Liam, if you have a tragic loss, you tend to go into yourself and not. Yeah. Something like this, I'm presuming, just really gives you the floor space to meet people and really see, okay, well, look, you know what? He's talking out about it, or he's doing this about it. I can do it too. And then it's the ripple effect, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, as Liam said there, like, I, again, you know, this time last year, as Mull said, I didn't know him, you know, and I didn't know his life story or anything about it. And I think, you know, everybody, but particularly men, I suppose, the old cliche is that they keep everything inside and all that kind of stuff. And as a young fella growing up and into my, you know, 20s and 30s, the football pitch was a great place, kicking all a bit of leather around the place, maybe hit off a few fellas and you get rid of an awful lot of steam. Like, what I found in the last 2 years is just so much like-minded people in the room together. You know, it's not even that we talk to each other too much about stuff, but it's the unsaid stuff. You know, it's the nudge, it's the wink, it's the hand around the thing coming off the pitch. You know, it's the clap in the back. You know, yeah, you've had a good game. You know, I'm over 50. You know, some fella claps you on the back and says, geez, you had a great game tonight. I mean, it gives you an elevation straight away. So I think there's different levels of it. And obviously there's extremes. We've had a few of our pals now within the group have, as Liam said, suffered some, you know, very bad things over the last 2 years, and like, but we're there for them and they know it. And I think, you know, they turn up for training, we have the crack, we train hard, we hit off each other, but there's the clap in the back and the hand around the shoulder on the way out the gate. So it's fantastic. I mean, it's a fantastic organisation. That's what I can say to you. It's amazing, yeah.
Well, tell me, is there room, like, can people come and join this, or what way does it work?
Yeah, so basically the watch out is set for the season. The squad is set for the season with Limerick. But there's dads and lads groups out there as well. There's like, it's basically like, again, the same thing. And that's probably how we would have fallen back into it through the dads and lads stuff. It's like the mothers and others football. So like, it's basically getting back into it. So your local club, depending on where they are, usually would have something like that. So yeah, there's loads of opportunities to get back into it. Like, have a look around. Like, I'm involved with St. Patrick's GA here in the city, and they have one, and they have Mothers and Others as well. There's one in the hand.
Yeah,
so there's a couple. There's a good few of them. They're, like, even around the county, there's loads and loads. So, like, there's great opportunities and stuff like that. And look, as I said there, like, one of the lads said it was very funny in the speech last year when the final listener went to the speech, and your man turns around and he goes, boys, just to let you know, you're all underage next year again. Like, you know, so...
and you're like, yes, I love it.
That's the scary possibility of it, like, you know. So, no, that's the thing with it. Like, and it's great. Like, and Darren are related to it there a while ago. He said he was 50, like, I don't know, or like his Isle of Ule or whatever he's using, but he doesn't look it, like, you know. I'll have that said. But no, it's been spectacular. As I said there, the lads are coming in as well, and I think there's a hurling group starting as well, like. So no, there's something with it, like. And as I said, there's something out there for everyone as well, if regardless of what it is. As I said, like, cycling was my avenue, you know, my release at the time, and it was really good and it really helped me. And I'm sure there's avenues there, as I said, the gym and stuff like that. Just to, like, I suppose the important thing is to kind of, like, as we said before, like, there's reach out, there's loads of people there to talk to. And there's, you know, we saw it last night, we did the Darkness into Light walk this morning, like, and it's like, it really, like thankfully it hasn't been on my door in a sense, like, you know. But I know others that it has been on their door, and it does hit home. Like, when you see a picture of their loved one on, like, you can see a picture of Crumlin or Temple Street or something like that around, but when you see a picture of like a brother or a sister, an uncle and aunt on the front of their t-shirt, it hits you like a train, like, and it's mad, like it's so empowering, like. And even the little speech before, like, I was like, no, I'm probably the most emotional guy in the world, but it really hit me, like.
It does.
You know, and it is important. It's so important, like, you know, that
it's massive. For two men like yourselves to come on today and speak so openly, you've no idea what you're going to do for a man driving in a car today, feeling unwell or feeling down. You know, you could have possibly saved someone just by speaking like you did today. I could talk to you all morning. I probably should have had you on this morning earlier, but is there anything else you need to let our listeners know before we jump off? Give a bit of information on where they can go for the sheds that you were talking about there. The dads and the...
Yeah, the dads and lads. Yeah, it is like a bin shed, to be fair, but it's sort of football around. So any local clubs around, we'll have them. We're on Limerick Masters through Facebook and Instagram and the usual Twitter and all that. Like, so just keep an eye out. As I said, we're actually heading to London to play London on the 25th of May. So we're flying over to London. There's been great opportunities, like, strictly football reasons.
And see by their faces.
Please God, yeah. But like, look, as I said, there's plenty of things there. And if you want more information, look, you can jump on the Limerick Masters page as well, and we'll get the information.
Absolutely,
out.
Yeah.
Spot on,
can
lads.
I just make one small thing?
Go for it.
My son is heading away to the States. He's emigrating today.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so my next job now is to bring him, his mum, and his two grannies, I think, to the airport. So just to... you know, say how proud we are of him.
Love it.
Very best. I appreciate it.
Oh, I love it. Best of luck. And listen, you're going to have the time of your life.
Absolutely.
Lads, I'm sure I'll be seeing and talking to you again soon. Thanks for taking the time to join me on Spin Now.
Thanks, Katie.
Continue with the music. We'll go with LF System, Afraid to Feel.
You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.